Good morning and welcome to Canna Talk. I'm Catherine Thomas, CEO and founder of The Healing Clinics, which provides medical marijuana evaluations for patients in Louisiana who might qualify for their debilitating medical condition. With me this morning is Robin, who's found some good using medical marijuana for her health conditions. And I'm so glad you're with us today, Robin. How are you this morning?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, again, welcome to Canna Talk. Robin, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
I just celebrated my 1-year anniversary of being a full-time mom in Lovey, which I absolutely love.
I hear grandkids are just the very best.
They're amazing. Mm. Absolutely wonderful.
So you're staying home with them?
I am. I was working full time up until a year ago, and I was medically retired at that time. So I found a new life of being an at home mom in Lovey, and I love it. It's amazing.
Well, good. Can you tell us a little bit about what led you to seek help with medical marijuana, Robin?
I have degenerative disc disease. And I know that's kind of a broad term, but in a nutshell, what happens with me is that my discs are slowly disintegrating. Typically, you see this in people that are a little more mature than me. So with me being not as a seasoned person, I guess, it's a little difficult for me to deal with, and a little bit difficult for the doctors to try to, fix the problem.
Yeah.
Each time lately that I've had to have a procedure done, started with my lumbar spine, my lower spine, I had to have a spinal fusion. And shortly thereafter, the disc above the region where they had performed the surgery started to disintegrate due to the pressure, I guess, of the cage that was inserted. And that happened 4 times thus far. And it looks like I am headed for a possible 5th spinal fusion in almost 3 years.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So you're a young mother, a young stay-at-home mother.
I think I'm young. You know, I'm 48. Mm-hmm. Can we say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can say that. So
I'm 48, yeah. But my medical chart reads like I am someone that is significantly older.
Exactly. Exactly. When did all this first start?
Well, originally, I had my first spinal fusion, so I guess this would be number 6, mm-hmm. in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I had great results from that one, lasted for several years. And then in August of 2017, things started going downhill for me pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was forced to use an assisted device while walking, a walker, rollator, whatever you want to call it. And just severe chronic pain.
So just a very young, employed mother, living your life, having no idea that you were about to have this devastating disease hit you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you start? So you started with a physician that did some treatments. I'm guessing, was there medication involved?
Yes, there is medication involved. Unfortunately, the pain care aspect, the opioids, which basically are prescribed for something similar, you know, what I'm going through,
mm-hmm.
Are inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
But they also cause some issues, or they have for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I chose to try to go the route of the medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm. So the opioids, and we hear these stories a lot from other patients, Robin, about opioids and the devastating consequences that they actually have on patients. And right now, as far as medication goes, there's very limited availability for what treats pain. I mean, opioids is, you know, one of those first line of treatments that, you know, most physicians resort to try to give their patients some relief. So you found those to have some negative consequences for you.
Very negative consequences. Now, I'm certainly not a physician, but for me, and this is just based on my personal experience, I feel that a lot of the issues that I'm having now as far as gastrointestinal, I'm having issues with, I lost my gallbladder, having issues with pancreatitis, just some little things like that. Me personally, I do believe that the opioids started this.
Yeah. And then your doctor, did I hear you say you've also had surgery?
I have. I've had several, well, in addition to spinal fusions, which are, most of them are pretty major surgeries, I've also had to undergo what I call smaller procedures, where you start out with the injection, and then those did not help me, so we graduated to the ablations, where they would actually go in and kind of cauterize the nerve endings. I've had several rounds of those with no success, which ultimately led to the surgery.
So, Robin, through all of these different treatments, on a scale from 1 to 10, how successful would you say they were with managing your condition and your pain?
They're not successful for me. Just now, this is based on me, only my personal experience. I have not had much success with mine.
Now, could you explain the contrast between the medicines and the treatments that you were on as opposed to what you're doing now? And explain what that is, too. Like, what are you doing now specifically? And what's the difference between those two plans?
Well, the opioids, which is what I was on for multiple years. They treated the pain. I was able to cope with it some. I mean, I still have chronic pain. It's never going to go away. It doesn't solve the problem. It just helps me move through life as best I can. But it also does not do wonders for my body. I've been having a lot of issues. Like I said, the gastro, and some other things that have been pretty debilitating for me, at my age, you know, with 3 young grandchildren. I want to be out there doing what I want to do. I want to be energetic. I want to be able to walk on my own. I want to be able to, I'd like to be able to run eventually. I used to be a dancer, and the group that I danced with my entire life is having a 50th anniversary recital coming up, and I would absolutely love to be on the stage for that, because that was my livelihood growing up. That gave me my purpose in life. I used to be extremely shy, and then once I got into that, you know, I felt like I could conquer the world. The opioids have helped me lead somewhat of a normal life, but I still have a lot of restrictions. Now, the medical marijuana, it is, I would have to say, for me, it's a miracle drug. I mentioned earlier that I was on a walker for 2.5 years. And once I started the treatment with the medical marijuana, within, I want to say, a few weeks, maybe 2 weeks, I was able to put the walker down. And that is significant. It's given me a lot of freedom. I don't have as many stomach issues. The opioids would tend to make me, I guess, grouchy. I don't have that with the medical marijuana. I would get frustrated easily with the opioids, and that's not the case with the THC. It's kind of like the way I would describe the medical marijuana and how it affects me is it's like a wave of calm that just envelops my entire body, and I feel like I don't have any pain, which is amazing. And I feel like I can be a full-time mom and a lovey and, you know, do things with the grandkids and go places without a walker, you know, or somebody having to make sure that I'm not going to fall down, you know, trying to walk around anywhere. It's given me a lot more freedom on many levels.
Robin, thank you so much. That story is so compelling, and just I can just feel your journey as just such a young mother, young grandmother, seeking alternatives, and everywhere you turn, just not really finding them. How did you decide to give medical marijuana a try?
Actually, a friend recommended it to me. She had heard about it through her acupuncturist who is in the same building as the healing clinic. Mm-hmm. And she recommended, I think she actually had a flyer that her, her acupuncturist had given to her. So she gave me the information, and, I followed up with it. I didn't know much about the process, and I thought, you know, this is going to be another one of those hurry up and wait situations, which I seem to be on a great regimen of that for the last 3 years. So I was pleasantly surprised that the process was, it was quick. I was just honestly taken aback by how quickly I was able to get on this regimen.
Did you experience any hesitancy because, I mean, you're clearly an athlete, a mother, a grandmother, not a person that's probably, I mean, I don't know really how I want to say this, but this is probably not something you've used before, or did you have hesitancy about entering into the world of medical marijuana?
I absolutely did. Mm-hmm. There's such a negative stigma associated with that. And I told my daughter when I got the first treatment that I felt like I was, when I was in the store, just walking around shopping and things like that, that some DEA agent probably hiding in a clothes rack and going to come out and get me.
Right.
I know that's crazy, but people are uneducated about it, and I was very uneducated, and I felt very uneasy. And to me, as you've heard throughout the podcast thus far, my children and grandchildren are the most important things in my life, and I thought, am I going to be, you know, high all the time? Am I going to be one of these people that just, I felt like I was going to be a druggie, mm-hmm. if that's the right mm-hmm. terminology. Mm-hmm. And I was worried about that because I wanted to be able to go on with life and be happy and live a normal life for me, which involves the kids and grandkids. And I was I was very hesitant about the stigma. I was hesitant about how I would feel. I didn't want to end up on one of those rehab shows. Right. You know, you just don't know. Right. You really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you hit the nail on the head when you use the word education. And that's what I find, is that people are so uneducated about this. And of course, we understand that this is, the product is actually a tincture. So just to clarify for our listeners, it's, there's no flower in Louisiana yet. So the medication that we have with the therapeutic marijuana is a tincture, which is an oil, and you place it under your tongue, Robin. Correct. That's how you do it. Anyway, back to the education. So I think that's what we're facing, is that I listened to your story and you had someone who loved you enough and cared about you enough and watched, you know, her young, healthy, athletic, always just dancing and on the go friend, just suffering and suffering and suffering and trying all the alternatives that are available in our country that are legal and that are not frowned upon. Surgery, opioids, etc. And then, you know, she reached out to you with an alternative. And I can see where that would be for someone who's not been in that, ever tried it or been in that world, to think, okay, of course, am I going to get arrested by the DEA? Of course. I think that's what many people worry about. You know, we hear that the state police have been instructed not to, and our local police have been instructed not to touch medical marijuana patients, and they really can't because it really is legal in our state. But it's a world we haven't been in. So it's a world that when we dip our toe into, and how desperate, your level of desperation, and I can just hear it in everything that you say, of trying so hard to find something to get your life back, to be able to be a mother and a lovey, as you say. I just love that term. And not being able to find something, and then to think, okay, I'm willing to try this, and the fear that had to be associated with that. You know, I mean, it's just seems so crazy to me that we're in this year, in this country, in the freest, most wonderful country in the world, where we still, our own health, you know, and we have to be so afraid of an alternative that thankfully works for you. I mean, it's working for you. So I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you. I am very happy too. And I just wanted to say a big thank you to my friends and my girls that looked out for me. Not only my children, but my girls up at the parlor too, because that's where my friend is that reached out to me. Anytime I would come in there to get my hair done, she would see me and just cry. We're the same age. Actually, I think I'm a little bit older than her, so she's probably going to get a little bit of joy out of that. But I'm a little bit older, but I'm so fabulous. Yeah. So anytime I would go in there, she would just look at me and go, "We've got to do something for you. You know, we've got to figure this out." Mm-hmm. All the girls in there, they're just great. They're like a little family. They're like, you know, kind of like a little Steel Magnolias beauty shop situation. It's awesome. You know, so I go in there to get my pink hair, my purple hair, or whatever hair I was doing at the time. And, you know, I felt like I looked fabulous with my new do. And, but I just, on the outside, maybe I looked a little bit fabulous, but on the inside, I didn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. It had robbed me of being myself, basically, the opioids had. And I just wanted to be me and happy and fun-loving and, you know, get out in the world and do those things I wanted to do. And I didn't know where to go, how to get back to me.
Yeah. What's the response been of your friends, of your little Steel Magnolias group, seeing you now without your walker and feeling so much better?
They are just amazed. Even every time I go in there, which is about every 6 to 8 weeks or so, you know, because we have to look fabulous all the time and sparkle.
Yeah.
So I've got to keep that up. And every time I go in there, they're just amazed that, you know, 2.5 years ago, I could barely move. They would they would have to help me up sometimes to get to the shampoo bowl, or, you know, sometimes to help me go to the bathroom. And it was crazy. It was debilitating. And Dorothy, the one who actually introduced this to me, she still cries when I walk in there. And if she's doing somebody's hair, she'll stop and say, "Now, this is Robin. Let me tell you what's going on." And I think it's wonderful.
It just brings my heart such joy to hear that it's had such a good, good outcome. And I can imagine what your children and your grandchildren think getting to have you back, getting to have you back.
It's been wonderful. And in fact, my 2.5-year-old granddaughter, of course, she didn't know me without the walker. Mm. So occasionally she will still go get it and bring it to me because that was her life. You know, Lovey came along. Well, actually, she calls me Baya. We really don't know where she got that from, but we looked it up one time, and it's supposed to mean mother in another language, which I thought was kind of cool. So if she sees her Baya hurting, or, you know, if I'm sitting down and she doesn't understand why I haven't gotten up in, you know, 2 minutes, she'll go get that walker because she thinks that's part of me. So she doesn't understand anymore that, hey, this is the real me. This is the real Baya now walking around without that. I don't need it anymore. But, you know, it was a staple in my life, and that's what she knew.
So, you know, from your perspective, though, what is it like for you to be able to play with your kids and your grandkids again? Yeah, I mean, can you explain kind of what you're going through as opposed to, you know, before when you had to kind of watch them from the sidelines?
Oh, I'm not going to get upset. I'm going to do this without tears, or maybe not. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so maybe I can't do it without tears.
It's all right. We're getting our Kleenex out too.
It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. It's hard to explain where people could understand exactly, but it has transformed my life. I'm so sorry. I was going to try to do this without tears.
It's all right.
It's just been amazing. I can't really put a word to it. I can't really describe it. It's changed my life. I'm so grateful and so blessed.
Your story is just absolutely beautiful. And Brandon and I are we had to take a little break too. It's, you know, I'm just so happy that this worked for you. I hope that more people will realize that, you know, what kind of impact this medicine is having on people's lives like you. And you're so brave and sweet to share your story, and prayerfully you'll help somebody else that's out there looking for some kind of help and not really knowing where else to turn. So
I actually keep several healing clinic cards with me at all times, and the kids laugh at me because I will just, somebody mentions something, you know, especially people that have known me and known what I've gone through. You better sit down for at least 20 to 30 minutes if we're in a store or in a restaurant or something. Go ahead and eat your meal, because I'm going to tell these people my story, and I'm going to tell them where they need to go to get the help. And the kids just sometimes roll their eyes. They're like, "Yeah, just walk away. She'll be back in about, you know, 20, 30 minutes. You know, Mom, text us when you're done. Let us know. We'll come back and pick you up." I feel like everybody needs to know about this. I'm not afraid to tell people. I know it's like we said earlier, people are uneducated about the topic. But I want people to know my story, and I want people to know that they don't have to suffer anymore. This is available. It's out there. Call the Healing Clinic. Just at least go in for an appointment. See what it's like. I mean, what's the alternative? You'll just go back to your opioids. I think if people would just give it a try, they would be amazed. And I think they would be able to put down the opioids and whatever other sources they've had to use, just to feel, you know, even a few hours of pain-free existence. It's just amazing. And people that are in chronic pain, there is something out there for you. You need to go try this. Call them. Make the appointment. Go see the doctor. It's available. Don't suffer anymore.
I was gonna ask that exact question that she answered so masterfully, so I've got nothing else.
It's just yes, been sir. Absolutely beautiful.
That's okay.
Thank you so much, Robin. I'm still feeling pretty teary-eyed, and I thank you for your advocacy. I thank you for being a voice for the voiceless. You know, prayerfully, one of these days, everyone will be able to come out of the shadows and get the help that they need. And I see more and more of that happening. And I thank everyone so much for joining us today for Canna Talk. I'm Catherine Thomas with the Healing Clinics, 318-227-4088. Robin, your testimony was simply beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you.